Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West, and welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook from an award-winning chef in under 3 minutes or less. I'm your host with the most. Let's get untamed. So we have a really fun recipe. I've been getting a lot of people that want to do romantic dinners for their spouses, but don't quite understand how easy it really is. Now, as a chef, one thing we always want to do is utilize the best ingredients. I mean, you can't go wrong with that. Now, this is a lobster dish right here. And there's a lot of people who are intimidated by lobster because they think that it's very, very difficult to cook. But it really isn't. Good quality lobster, definitely Maine lobster, is always going to be your number one. However, most people who buy Maine lobster don't understand how to cook it the right way, so they end up just messing it up, and they don't understand what is the essence of having a Maine lobster to begin with. Now, personally, in California especially, a lot of the lobster we get is from Canada. And I can be the first one to say this, that if it tastes good, it doesn't matter if it's from Maine, doesn't matter if it's from Canada, it's got to be properly cooked. And this is the way you properly cook poached lobster. Now, you could do the whole tell, but at the same time, if you want to do a whole lobster tell, it's going to require some finesse. You know, you're going to have to, obviously, we're going to take the tell, you have to split it right down the middle, you have to get access to that meat that's in there. And that's not impossible to do. But if you're new at this, what I like to do, if you're really new at cooking lobster, you just want to start getting a feel for how it's supposed to taste and how it's supposed to be cooked before you start fabricating and doing this whole thing with live lobsters, I would say have your butcher, who's definitely trained in being able to cut your lobster up for you, just give you all of the meat out of the lobster. Because that's really the essence of what we're trying to get anyways. We're not trying to eat the shells. And a lot of people are intimidated by that. And even as a young chef, you know, when I had barely started, or as a young culinarian, I should say, it was something I was always intimidated by. But, you know, cooking in all these different restaurants, I've learned how to do it the proper way. So here is the proper way to do it. You're going to take that lobster meat. And once you have the lobster meat, and I usually use about 12 ounces of the lobster meat, I'm going to add to a small sauce pot 2 pounds of butter, and I'm going to put it on a whisper of a flame. And I mean a whisper. I want this on super low. I want this to cook slow and very, very low to poach. One whole garlic head split in half, one bay leaf, 2 tablespoons of Italian seasoning, and 4 limes. Put your lobster meat in there. And you just want it to start turning pink. Once it starts turning pink, you want to turn the heat off completely, because then it's going to carry over cook to the right temperature that you're looking for. I promise this is the best lobster you have ever had. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.